Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, George Harris joins us with Nevadans for Sound Government for the whole program on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park, the Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers, Pro Group Management, Workers' Comp that works for you, and the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Your business workers' comp company should be your partner. The Pro Group customer care team brings you effective risk management, training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employees' safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
What does the massive Tahoe Reno Industrial Center offer to Northern Nevada? Well, there's an incredible amount of oversized infrastructure in place, along with hundreds of sites to accommodate relocating or expanding businesses. The park includes IT ecosystems, call centers, data centers, e-commerce distribution, and there's defense system manufacturing, clean energy, there's renewables and recycling, and we're just getting started. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Just about everything in our lives is happening faster. But instead of just keeping up, NV Energy plans ahead so that Nevada families have the energy they need now and well into the future.
This segment is sponsored by Forte LLP, a locally owned economic development and government relations firm. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're always pleased to welcome back to the program George Harris. He's the chairman of Nevadans for Sound Government. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
Sam, thank you for having me. It's awful nice to be here.
So the Obamacare rollout, the New York Times had a major piece over the weekend just talking about how lunatic everything was behind the scenes and the vendors not talking to each other. The coordination was just a disaster. This is the entire presidency riding on this.
I will succinctly put this together for you, hopefully in about one paragraph. Everybody in that White House should be fired. The president should be fired. Harry Reid should be fired. And here's why. What is going to make this Obamacare work? Young people, right? So there's nobody in that brain trust that could say, oh, hey, Barack, guess what? There's this kid, Mark Zuckerberg, and he's got this thing called Facebook that is our demographic that we have to get onto this boat to make this thing work. Why don't we go hire him and do it through Facebook, or call me crazy, do it through Google, or everybody else and their partner and their brother, Amazon, that could have made this thing work. You know, this guy has, what did they say? They said that they were concerned about 200,000 transactions a day. Google does over a billion transactions a day. Why was this a difficult thought process?
Well, I think, let's start out, and I'll take the other side of this. You know, government and websites are not the same thing. So I think that there was just a complete lack of knowledge about what it was really going to take technologically.
Then they shouldn't have done it, Sam. They should have been
fired.
Sam, that's nonsense. Then fire them. But you know what?
I'm not in disagreement on that.
Here's who we can blame. I say blame George Bush because, you know, it's got to be his fault. I mean, we blame him for
painting.
Everything else. Well, I don't know. I mean, this is nonsensical. It's nonsensical. And what's more nonsensical is I wish Republicans would shut up. Let the thing's going to crash. Let it crash. You don't need to help it crash. It's doing a great job on its own.
All right, but in the 2014 cycle, isn't this going to be a huge bludgeon?
Oh, no. Sam, I think most strategists don't understand how great this is. This is everything. This is everything. When people start finding out, look, I've got a cancellation for my insurance, okay? My insurance
is canceled. Personal business.
It's gone. It's December 1st. It was gone. Okay? When people find out how much the new insurance is going to cost them for not the same quality insurance, when people that are used to going to see Sam Shad to do their teeth or whatever, and they can't go see him because there's going to be a revolt. And now the second straw of this is small business. That's when the revolt's really going to happen.
Well, you know, it's interesting. One of the industries that really, I don't think, has stepped up to the plate in terms of offering their services is the broker industry. Now, for my company, we have an insurance broker, mm-hmm. just as I do for our private insurance. And so he sat me down a couple of weeks ago, and we went through all the plans. We figured out whether I qualified for a subsidy or not. He looked at all the exchange plans that were offered in Nevada. We looked at the regular health plans. I'm going to save a couple hundred bucks a month. But I didn't sit there and do the math and try to figure it all out.
You're not going to.
The broker is the person that did that.
Sam, you're not going to save a couple hundred dollars a month. Your insurance is going to cost you between $500 and $1,000 more a month. It's happening with everybody.
It's not.
It is. Sam, stop. It is true. It's 100% true.
It is not 100% true.
It's 100% true.
You are not my broker.
Sam, I don't need to be your broker. I can read. Okay.
I can read too. Right. I got the numbers in front of me.
Sam, you got the numbers in front of you from a website that doesn't even work?
No. The state website is working.
Is it the same quality insurance you were getting before?
Yes.
Don't lie.
Why would I lie to you?
Is it the same quality insurance?
Does my nose look like it's growing? It's excellent. All of my doctors are on the plan, mm-hmm. and I have many because after interviewing you, you know I need to get medical care.
Of course.
So yes, everything is on there. And there is competition between the private insurance companies because they realize that they have a potential gold mine here. And in fact, they are freaking out. The head of Aetna is freaking out because they put so much money into this thinking they were going to make a ton of money.
Is it okay? Can I wear your glasses for a few minutes? I mean, because if we're going to look at the world through those rose-colored glasses, I got to see what you're seeing. You're insane. It's not going to happen that way. This thing, who came on this program a year and a half ago and said, Sam, this housing thing's not over?
That was you, George. I would not disagree.
I said, Sam, this housing thing has the capability and the possibility of destroying the state of Nevada. Now, we are now number one again in foreclosures, okay? This political lie that has been out there for the last 2 years about, things are getting better in Nevada and unemployment's at 9.3%. Unemployment in Clark County, the realistic unemployment number, might be conservatively around 14%. In the city of Las Vegas, most likely it's 21%. Okay? We've got to put some adult supervision in, and we got to start letting business guys create jobs. We have got
to. All right, hang on a second. You're getting way away
from
it.
I'm not getting away from anything.
We got about 30 seconds
here.
I think that the insurance industry has bet a lot. Tens of millions of dollars on Obamacare working, because even though it's a government-supervised plan, the actual insurance is going to be written by private companies. Correct?
Where have they spent tens of millions of dollars? They know it's going to crash. They're just going to go back, and they're going to. You're right. In the end, the insurance companies are going to make more money because this thing is so debacled that they're going to go, we have new packages, but they're a little more money.
Okay, but. websites can be fixed. I mean, for example, are you the first guy that goes out and buys the brand new phone on day one? Or do you wait until it goes through all of its problems and gets fixed?
Sam, I buy everything the first day it comes out because I love technology. Hopefully we'll talk about internet gaming. Listen, let me tell you one thing that's just factual here. The facts are that this system, just to look at it from a cursory, why didn't you go to guys who are in this business and been successful?
There is a gentleman from Google who is now working on this, and they are working on the front end for the public to be able to fix the problems the public is dealing with. They're not dealing with the problems right now for the insurance industry. But let's take a break. More with George Harris when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to MarilynMiner.com.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
This segment is sponsored by Forte LLP, a locally owned economic development and government relations firm. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with George Harris. I think it's a conversation. Chairman of Nevadans for Sound Government. So you wanted to, you threw it down. You want to talk about internet gaming. This seems like this train is not going to stop, no matter who.
The train's not stopping. It's, first of all, it's the next evolution of gaming, and you know, look, it's going to happen, and they better embrace it, because if we don't embrace it and we don't manage it, you know, then you're going to have a lot of offshore people that are gonna...
Well, they already are. I mean, you know, that's been going on a long time.
And it's been going on a long time.
But correct. You have powerful voices like Sheldon Adelson,
mm-hmm.
who and is not only he's not only a powerful voice within the gaming industry, but he's also a powerful voice by the contributions he gives to senators and congressmen for their reelection campaigns into PACs.
Yeah.
Does that have an effect?
Well, his record hasn't been that good in the last couple of years.
You worked with him on this. Hello, Newt Gingrich.
Hey, listen, first of all, when I worked with him, we won.
So the rest, you know,
When I worked with him, we won, you know.
But not for
and,
Newt Gingrich.
And not for Newt, but look, it is what it is. Now we have a health care program that's not going to work.
Let's get away from the health care program.
Okay.
We're talking about internet gaming now.
Listen, internet gaming is going to happen. I only brought it up because I think you should embrace it and fix it. But let's talk about...
Hang on. So let's bring up another thing that David Schwartz, the professor at UNLV, talked about, which is that casino companies need to really focus on table games, because this is something that they have to offer that you can't get online, which is actual live interaction with people. You agree?
Well, look, I agree is that there's still a large segment of the these 7 billion people or 8 billion people worldwide that haven't even been introduced to gaming. And the internet grows more every day than any other platform there is.
But the secret for Nevada is compacts in this country, right? To have compacts with other states so that you can grow the size of the base that will be able to gamble. Because there's just not enough gamblers in Nevada to make it.
Well, there's not enough gamblers in Nevada to make this survive anymore, you know. But, they proliferated all over the world. And they're their best friend and they're their worst enemy, the gamers. The gamers are, because they're the ones who proliferated it. And, you know, four or five guys.
Okay, but if you go to England, for example, because I was born and raised in England, actually worked in the off-track betting industry there, you have three or four betting shops for horses and dogs on every street.
Correct.
I mean, you know, it does not slow down. People are going to continue to want to gamble. And if you have an Asian community near your establishment, you're going to make a lot more money because they, as we know, love to gamble.
They love to gamble. But internet gaming is going to be the next big thing. And it's going to be able to allow them to market to the people that have not been introduced to gambling and bring them here to Las Vegas or bring them to Singapore or bring them to Macau. Internet gaming, I'm telling you, it's going to be a big deal.
Do you think that there are any things that should be put in place beyond the norm to protect kids, for example, from being able to go online, use their parents' credit cards, things like that?
Listen, this is the most nonsensical conversation that everybody always has.
Oh, okay. No, it's not just me then.
Let's do background checks for gun owners because I think that's a really good thing. But, you know, the guy got a gun and killed people. Well, how
do you want your 13-year-old?
It doesn't matter, Sam. It's gonna, the 13-year-olds are the ones who run the internet. Are you insane? What do you think adults run the internet? The kids run the. Kids can. Anytime I need anything fixed, I find a kid and I say, "Look, I don't understand this." And I took this phone out and I said, "Look, I don't understand." And they showed me how to use the phone.
I agree. But what protection are you going to give to stop 13-year-olds from going online and playing poker and losing the family's money?
Guess what? I'm going to be the only adult and give you an adult opinion. There is no protection because if a kid wants to do it, he's going to do it. And there's nothing that any brain trust can put in place that's going to stop those kids, okay? Because it is their platform, you know? All these young kids go out and they do stuff on this internet every day that would shock you, you know? I have a 6-year-old granddaughter who figured out my password, takes the iPad, and goes and buys herself apps all the time. An app bill for $244. I don't even know how she did it.
Let's take a break with George Harris when we come back.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
From your house to the White House, the folks at D&D Roofing can get it fixed with their eyes closed.
Who's got pranks, jokes, and gags for any and all occasions?
Buster!
Who's got cool toys that delight and enchant children of all ages?
Buster!
We've got fun stuff for your head, fun stuff for your walls. We've got novelties and gifts that will dazzle you all. And act now.
Because we got candy.
All your favorites from the past, present, and beyond.
Till the moon is!
Fun stuff is located at 2301 Kinski Lane, Reno, inside Frenchtown Corners.
Dollar Loan Center's got you covered again. Your trusted name in lending for 15 years is now funding title loans. We lend more for your vehicle, and we guarantee to beat the rate of any competitor. No credit checks required, and you can always get a $2,500 signature loan in minutes. Apply at a Dollar Loan Center location or go to don'tbebroke.com for more info.
I'm Jennifer Rose, and I'd like to invite you to join us on News 4 every Saturday night at 6:30 for The Plush Life. The Plush Life is a great show about inspiring people, great events, and wonderful businesses in Northern Nevada. Food, wine, fashion, fitness, health, and wellness, but most importantly, inspiration. Yes, you will definitely be inspired each and every week. So please join us on Saturday nights at 6:30 on News 4 and make your life plush with The Plush Life.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with George Harris. He is the chairman of Nevadans for Sound Government. He is also the owner of two great restaurants in Las Vegas, Mundo and Mingo.
Yep.
How did you survive the downturn?
Well,
because
not only
did you survive, but you came out with your Alien Tequila, it seems to me, thriving.
Well, first of all, we really haven't survived. That's the truth.
The restaurants are open.
They're open, and it's tough. Sam, every day is a fist fight. Every single day is a fist fight.
Did you ever lay off anybody?
No. But All management took cuts.
Yeah, I was going to say you took cuts.
Everybody took cuts. We went and got concessions from landlords who understand, look, this is tough right now because I told you there's a big lie out there. Unemployment's only 9%. Oh, housing's great. That's all a lie. It's not true. Listen, I have a very talented real estate agent, Nicole Moreau. She's writing a book right now where she's gone out and she's done interviews with people who've lost their homes through the banks and how it's happened. And it is amazing the story she has told me. You know, when a person, these banks are so greedy. They haven't changed in their greed, okay? They caused the whole thing. The government bailed them out. The government passed special rules for them to still take everybody's homes.
What do you think about the $13 billion fine for J.P. Morgan, which they will then deduct from their taxes?
Of course, they're going to that's what I'm saying. This is all a shell game. But here's the reality of it. When a family of four, when the mother and father, when one of them lose their jobs and now they're losing their home, they get displaced. They have to move into an apartment. Apartment guys, it's a marketplace. Rents go up. Crime goes up. I mean, this is, you know, this whole foreclosure problem. And let me tell you, I told you a year ago that, A, we weren't out of it, and it was going to be worse, and it's going to come back that we're going to be the number one foreclosure in the country. And I'm telling you right now, you're going to see, I think in Clark County, there might be as high as 45,000 homes that are waiting to be foreclosed on. Okay? 45,000 times four, that's the average household. That's a lot of displaced families. Okay?
Right, but you've also, the investors have left town. The people that were coming in and buying huge tracts of homes.
The hedge funds. They came in, they left, they're gone.
They've gone. So now, at this point in time, you know, do you think the banks are actually going to start making loans to regular people again and be able to let people qualify?
I don't. I think the banks have to. Look, the banks caused this problem. They got bailed out by us. And the only people that lost in all this was the American people.
All right, I want to change topics on you. Area 15.
Right.
You've been a big fan of the Alien Highway, Alien Tequila.
Sure.
What did you think about any of the revelations about Area 51?
The revelation that you and no one else is talking about is that that's supposed to be United States Air Force Base. So why is the CIA announcing, hey, Area 51 exists, and hey, here's what we're doing up here? The CIA is not a military installation. So that tells you that all this time that's, you know, it's just another shroud of, hey, this is why conspiracy theorists get, you know, they have legs and you look at them and you go, wow, they might be right. Because it's not a United States military installation. It's a CIA base, period.
And what do they do there?
Well, there's a strong argument that in 1945, you know, a spaceship crashed. And they took them over there, and that's where they've gotten all this. You know, look, you read the book, The Day After Roswell. I worked for that colonel. You read that book, okay, and you'll get a sense of how all this technology has come about.
So you truly believe that there was...
Do I truly believe there's aliens? Absolutely.
And that have come to Area 51.
Why do you think this is... You know, I had someone the other day was just ridiculing me and go, oh, you believe in little green men. I go, yeah, I really do. I think it would be asinine not to believe in other life forms in this entire universe. And they told me, and I looked at them and I said, well, you believe in Jesus and everything, right? And they go, yeah. I said, well, how many times have you seen Jesus? It's the same thought process. Of course I believe in aliens.
Okay, Alien Tequila. How did you come up with the idea... And how did you manage to have all these commercials with all these sexy girls floating around? By the way, I'm going to tell my director, I think I have 2 minutes left here.
Oh. Listen, Alien Tequila came around. I spent time in the military. I was in psychological operations. I had a really cool job. When I got out, I was into aliens. I did some paranormal work in the military.
This explains a lot. You know that.
Listen, the United States military spends billions of dollars every year on paranormal activities, okay?
Yes, they do.
Billions. All right. So if my government's spending the money, I thought it was okay. And yeah, I came up with this idea for Alien Tequila and made it come to fruition from a napkin where all my friends, one of you that's going to be on the pundit panel, told me I was nuts. But now, you know, I've been on the Kardashians. I've been on a TV show, reality show called Naked Vegas. I'm in another upcoming TV show that I'm not allowed to talk about yet. There's a TV show that's in the works for me to be the host of. So I'm just having fun. You know, I'm an entrepreneur. I'm trying to create jobs. And I will tell you that if you get the government out of my way, I'll create jobs.
Okay, Mundo is within the footprint of the Smith Center.
Correct.
That has been a remarkable achievement for Las Vegas.
Yes, they've done a phenomenal job over there. Myron Martin has done an absolutely phenomenal job. Their numbers, you know, are steady, and people love the fact that we finally have a performing arts center.
It's almost like they didn't build it big enough.
Well, it is like they didn't build it big enough, but I'd like to see some museums here, too. And I'd like to see some of those big, fancy gaming guys you talk about who are, you know, are on the Forbes 400 listed as, you know, the top 25 richest guys in the world donate, you know, like, you know, maybe $100 million to build a couple of museums here. We'll even put their name on them.
What would you have us make it quickly?
Downtown, the downtown project that Brett Sperry's working on deserves, you know, it's like a $20 million project. It deserves to have Steve Wynn or Sheldon Adelson write a $25 million check and say, here, build your museum.
Thanks for being here, George.
Thank you for having
me.
You're a good guy. Happy holidays.
And
I appreciate being on.
We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Why Marshall Realty?
Experience, results, and compassion is why we are number one. You get the most experienced team that is passionate about your results. Bottom line, we do truly care. Call me today and find out exactly why.
When it comes to power, Senator Harry Reid delivers. And when it comes to creating clean energy jobs, no one's done more than Harry Reid. Expanding solar, geothermal, and wind energy production. Working to create thousands of good jobs here in Nevada. And to make us America's clean energy leader. Call Senator Reid. Thank him for being a leader on clean energy.
At Grocery Outlet, you're gonna score a big deal. You're always saving more. Just grab a cart, you know what to do. Every trip, you'll find something new.
Score!
Up to 50% saving on all that food you're craving.
Score!
Surprise! I didn't expect that. And you'll save again when you come back.
Right now, bone-in spiral sliced ham, only 99 cents a pound. Save up to 67%.
Grocery Outlet.
Score!
Bargain Market.
This beautiful NAHB certified green home in Damani Ranch could be yours for just $150. The Builders Association of Northern Nevada presents the 2014 Dream Home Delivery Raffle. Constructed by award-winning home builder DeLoretta Homes and located in La Casada, the Dream Home is 1,800 square feet, three bedrooms, and two baths. Proceeds benefit the Nevada Military Support Alliance and the Builders Association charity. Get your ticket today at these locations or visit dreamhomedelivery.com. The 2014 Dream Home Delivery Raffle. Get your ticket home today.
Why short sale now?
The Tax Forgiveness Act is the biggest benefit for homeowners ever. The Fresh Start program allows homeowners to buy a home after 1 year, and I will personally guarantee you full debt release or you never short sale, period.
On our next broadcast, we'll talk Black Friday and Cyber Monday, plus the rest of the Christmas shopping season with Brian Wachtel. We'll see you on the next broadcast.